Well, while we're waiting for the disembarking, if you're wondering why I've got flat shoes on, it's my daughter-in-law's fault. She said it matches my jacket because I've got a whole country style going on here. I don't know if she meant the hills of Kentucky. Well, we don't know. Anyway, we'll take her word for it. I can't fall off these shoes, apparently. Which is quite likely to happen these days. One of the first things I ever remember my children coming home from school with when they were in primary school, when they were in the higher grades in primary school, was telling me the difference between a myth and a legend. Now, both my boys had the same English teacher, and clearly she'd been teaching as long as Yvonne over here, so she didn't even need to look in a book anymore. She just repeated everything every year. But there's an ancient myth of a magnificent bird that periodically regenerates itself, and it's used as a symbol of death and resurrection. And according to this myth, the phoenix lived in Arabia, and when it reached the end of its life, which was around 500 years, it would build itself a funeral pyre and burn itself on this funeral pyre, and then from the ashes, a new phoenix would arise. Well, that's the myth. You can do with it what you like.